And welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray. We have General Galen Shaw.
Hello.
And Robert Leonard.
Hello.
And Bud Dickman.
Yeah, hi.
Excuse me, Bud. And of course me, Margaret Gray.
You said it twice.
Who gives us?
And Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry. What difference does it make, Bud?
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, Mr. Hendry said it'd be consistent.
I didn't give a crap about how many All right, all this nitpicky jazz, man, really bugs me. It really bugs me. Anyway, welcome to the program.
Oh, just saying, Mr. Hendry, I'm trying to follow the letter of the law around here.
Well, the letter of the law, who gives a... I mentioned my name twice.
Why did you do that?
It was... I forgot that I'd said it already.
Oh, yeah, give me a break, Margaret. You like to hear the sound of your name.
You know what my father used to say?
Yeah, I know. The sound of a man's name is the sweetest music to his ears. Is that what your dad said?
No, my father didn't say that. Your dad said that.
Yeah, my dad said that.
My father used to say, Margaret, you have a perfectly lovely name. I'm Mike Magoo.
Who's Mike Magoo?
That was my father.
Is that your maiden name?
Oh, here we go. Here go the little boys now.
That was great. Are you trying to tell me that your maiden name...
Yes, my maiden name was Margaret Magoo. Is everybody going to start flipping out now?
That was great. That's a little rather cartoony.
Is it cartoony? Let me see. Oh, that's right. There was a Mr. Magoo cartoon. That's why I've often told people that my maiden name is something different. Margaret, if that's your maiden name, you have a perfect right to say it. Every time I tell people my maiden name, I get laughed at. That's why I made up Burns one time. And
yeah, it seems to me you mentioned your maiden name on the show once, and it was Smith or something.
I don't know what it was, but I thought I'd take a crack at it, and look what I got.
Margaret, listen.
No, it's all right.
Miss Gray, it's okay. It's a perfectly lovely name.
Oh, sure. So your maiden name is Magoo.
If my maiden name wasn't such a big thing, why are you jokers still talking about it?
Hey, man.
Sorry.
Come here.
I'm sorry.
Margaret, that's no way.
Well, you said that Bobby butches up, and it's funny. I thought I'd...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bobby did butch on the phone yesterday, and I listened back to it, and we were running the compression bud so much in that damn phone, I couldn't make out what she was saying.
What are you talking about?
You want me to go through it again?
A man just said, bud, that... I see. Ms. Gray was,
No, Bobby.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley. Who's Magoo?
That's my maiden name, you chump.
Oh, sorry. Ms. Magoo. Mr. Magoo.
Hey, bud, I'm going to start swinging.
I'm sorry, it's Dooley, right. Ms. Dooley called in, and at that time and at that time and at that place,
don't start dragging ass, bud. Get to it.
All right. It had cranked the compression on it.
Yeah, because I couldn't understand a thing she was saying. I always think it's funny when she goes butch.
Yeah, it's very funny when she goes butch. When I go butch, you guys are dragging me back into the microphone like I'm some recalcitrant, gutter-smudged child.
What are you talking about?
I walked away from here as you clowns started making fun of my maiden name, Margaret Magoo.
Even you're laughing.
It's funny because I've been using a different maiden name for so long.
Ray, why don't you just accept that your maiden name is Magoo?
Because when I came to Hollywood for the first time, Robert, and I felt I had to lose the name, so I started using the name, I think, Margaret Mondello.
Where'd you get the name Mondello? You watched it on Leave It on a...
Leave It on a what?
Was that from Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, Larry Mondello. Boy, how I want... I just don't want to walk out of here. I want to walk into traffic.
Hey, Margaret, that's not even funny, okay?
That's no not funny?
No, it isn't funny, all right?
I'm screwing around. Boy, look at these guys. Ladies, I'm sure you have in your home or somewhere in your sphere some lightweight, real chump.
Yeah?
Yeah, the women are. I can psychically sense them saying, Margaret, we feel you, sister.
So, Margaret, where are we going here?
My father, Mark Magoo, used to say the sweetest music to my ears is the sound of my daughter's name, Margaret Magoo.
Hey.
What was your dad's name?
Mac.
You just said it was Mark.
No, what I meant to say is my father.
No, Margaret, the father of some other woman that's sitting there. Yes, your father.
Watch it, Phil.
All right, what's your father's name?
My father's name was Miller, I think.
What was your dad's name?
It was Mac.
Why are you having a hard time with this? So you just wanted to just be a whole new person, huh?
Yes, I did. I came to Hollywood. I figured I could shed all of that provincial, very provincial Pennsylvania.
The whole Quaker thing.
Not the Quaker thing. It was just the provincial Pennsylvanian. The Pennsylvania Dutch clown, you know? The one with the bobbed hair and the wooden shoes and a big red nose. That's how I saw myself.
Was your maiden name Dutch?
It was Magoo. What do you think?
No, that, well, that's not Dutch.
No, but I wanted to shed all of that, you know, the real Pennsylvania hick stuff. So I came out here. I renamed myself. I gave myself the name Margaret Bonvevia. I called myself Margaret Mondello. I went right through. In fact, I think I was Margaret Cleaver at one point.
You was watching Leave It to Beeve? And you...
Leave It to the Beeve?
Okay, Margaret, I understand at some point in your life when you came out here and you were auditioning as a young actress, you wanted a different name. I just didn't know you wanted to leave your whole family behind.
I, you know, there was a very traumatic thing. Growing up, my father was an attorney. They used to call him Big Mac or Big Mike. And Mac Magoo, Mike Magoo. And after a while, I started to just forget. I just said, that's father.
Well, even I know what my dad, my father had a very unusual name.
What was your father's name?
You know what his dad's name is, Herbert.
I'm asking Phil.
Herbert Lionel Hendry.
And he was white.
Okay, Margaret.
I'm screwing around.
God, Miss Gray, what a racist.
Yeah, let's,
No, how is that racist?
What do you mean he was white?
Well, the name Herbert
Yeah, okay, Margaret, go ahead. And the name Margaret Magoo, well, that sounds like some woman that doesn't even exist. You sound like something right out of the comic pages. Like a little girl with red hair going, wee, you know.
No, I don't.
Wow. All right, so let's just move on and pretend like we didn't even begin the show that way. I'm Phil Hendry. Welcome to our program. Today we have Don Berman and Chef Carl Cedilia.
Now, what is this? So they're coming out, because I saw them outside.
Yeah, are they out there?
Yeah, you want me to go get them?
Go get the guys. Why are they outside, bud?
They want to stay outside and smoke a cigarette or something. I don't know.
Smoking cigarettes?
Don Berman should not be smoking cigarettes.
Don, you know, Berman goes his own way.
Well, that's the truth. Guys, come on. Hey, Don, nice to see you.
Now, what is... Hello, Don.
How are you?
And here comes Chef Carl Cedilia.
Thanks, Phil. Thank you very much.
Chef Cedilia, hey, it's great to see you. I heard you on the air.
Yeah, I've only had a couple of things.
Don?
Well, Phil, the reason why I asked Chef Cedilia in here and to interview him here on your program, and thank you very much for allowing this. And how are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing good right now. I'm kind of interested to hear, but I thank you, for diving in. Right?
So you don't know what this is about?
No, I do not know what it's about.
You can tell that there's a similarity to our voices.
There is, except Chef Cedilia's.
No, I'm not eating anything like that. I think you think I'm testing out a bee.
Yeah, it sounds like you may be testing breeze or something.
Yeah, you're not eating anything at the present moment, is that it?
No, I'm not. I just, there are times when I'm full. I had a very big breakfast.
So you're saying you had a big breakfast. Okay.
Can we knock off the breakfast thing?
I'm sorry. So here's why I began to think perhaps Chef Cedilia and I were related.
Oh, you think the two of you are related?
Yes. My father, my grandmother married, my grandfather on my mother's side, married a man by the name of Jeffrey Chidoti or Chody Odi.
Is that a joke or something?
What are you talking about?
Are you guys going to let me finish? Go ahead. And then I heard, I heard about... Ted Bell hiring you, Chef Cedilia. You referenced on the air the other night, Chef, that your real name is Chuck, right?
Yes, that's true. My name is Chuck Cedilia.
All right. Well, the name Cedilia was very, very similar to Chododi or Chodiodi.
What do you mean, Do you mind me asking?
Phil, don't get the irritated look on your face. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. And I guess I have a lot of my audience and my fans listening in on the podcast here. I hope you'll forgive me, folks, but I get a little irritated with Phil, but we've known each other for a lot of years, and I think you should at least give me a break.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right. Because I don't want to interrupt you in anything you're doing. So my grandfather was Jeffrey Chodiodi, or Jeff Chidoti.
Well, what do you know the exact pronunciation?
I think it's Chidoti or Chodiodi.
Okay, Chidoti or Chodi?
What is he laughing at?
Well, I think six of one gets you half a dozen of the other. He's laughing at the name.
He's laughing at the term.
Well, yeah, I've often wondered why you think all of this is so funny. And the name Cedilia. Now, look, can we...
Wait a minute!
All right, that's the second person... I'm sorry, Phil. That's the second person to lose it this morning, or this today, or whatever time of day... This is.
Well, we're doing this at night.
All right. That's the second person tonight to lose it, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm trying to do something here that I think is groundbreaking. Forgive me. I'm very, very sorry.
All right.
Okay. My grandfather on my mother's side, his name is Jeffrey Chidoti or Chodiodi or Chidoti.
Well, what was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Brewster. And the reason for that was because my grandfather died,
And my grandmother remarried a man by the name of Colonel Thomas Brewster. So was he literally in the military? No, he was one of these Kentucky colonels, but out of respect, we call him that. So, but the late Jeffrey Chododi, well, you've used three or four different pronunciations because I don't really know what it is, and my mother can't really recall that. My mother's long gone, but she was never really able to articulate it. So, and
you're thinking that because of my name, Chododi?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's why, and I thank you very much for meeting me here because I didn't give Chef Chododi much information.
Are you thinking that we are related?
I'm thinking we're related. I don't know how we're related. We may be cousins, but the name Chododi sounds, Phil, like something that a family member created, if you will, because the original, or maybe Americanized somehow. What do you mean Americanized? I mean, Chododi or whatever. I don't know what it is. That's weird, but Chododi ain't exactly...
What are you talking about now?
I'm saying your name is not what I would call the most common American name.
Well, all right, let me explain a couple things to you.
Well, I'm not done talking about what I want to talk about.
No, but I this is going to help a lot, okay? Chododi is a name that I made up when I was in high school because a friend of mine dared me to make up a name and use it in my professional life. And at the time, I didn't know I wanted to be a chef. I surely didn't know that I was going to be, you know, on the radio or on the TV or something like that, you know?
Your name is not really Chododi.
No. My real name is Chuck Poten, P-O-T-E-N. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I guess it's my fault then.
I don't know. Why would you make up the name Chododi?
Because, frankly, the chode, you know?
Hey, I'm going to kick somebody's ass.
Sorry.
What is everybody laughing about?
Well, Margaret,
is this vulgar? Is that what this is, Phil?
Well, yeah, Ms. Gray, it has to do with...
Well, I'll say it. What? Yeah, because I don't know. What are you guys talking about?
Let me ask something, Don. You're a guy. You've been around. Have you been in locker rooms and stuff like that?
Yes. All of a sudden, you're fat. You know, cheese-infused face is starting to bother me. Wait a minute, Don. Let's not lose our temper. Well, you know, what are you guys talking about? All right, you might as well let me...
Okay, that's fine. I want to let you know that I changed my name to Chododi is with a dare when I was...
How old were you?
I was like 16.
At the age of 16, you took the name Chododi?
No. My name was Chuck Poten. My friend and I said, if you ever get hired... You know, your first big professional job, whatever it's going to be, use the name Chododi.
Does Ted Bell know that this is not your real name?
Yes. Yeah, he knows.
He does know. So, Ted Bell, your employer, knows that your real name isn't Chododi.
Yes. You know, it's, he knows it's not my real name. I said, well, my name is Chuck Poten. He said, Ted is a Beverly Hills restaurateur. He understands the show business.
Yeah, now I'm really getting pissed off. What are you pissed off about? Because I'm listening to the fat... The Lord... Wait a minute, wait. You made an assumption based upon a name that he'd made up, that he was related to you.
Yes, I did.
Well, it seems to me you might have asked, but the thing that is...
You know what, Margaret? You're right. I should have asked. Is that really your name? Who would go through life with that kind of a jacked-over name?
What are you talking about, man? Your grandfather was Chododi.
My grandfather was who?
You said your grandfather...
Yeah, no, I know what my grandfather's name was. I would appreciate if you've had a little bit of common decency and respect when you say it.
I'm sorry. What is your name again?
I'm Don... Oh, boy.
He's Don Berman, Channel 8. Do you not watch Channel 19 News?
Like, I got time to watch TV. At 11 o'clock at night, whenever the news is on, I'm out there. I'm scrubbing pans. I'm rubbing down, you know, I'm scraping down the grill. That's what I thought.
My name is Don Berman, Channel 19 News, all right? My mother was Karen Brewster. My great-grand...
Wait a minute, Don. Your mother was Karen Brewster, whose father was Colonel... whatever it was, Thomas Brewster?
Colonel Brewster, yes, of Louisville, Kentucky. But her blood father, that was her stepfather, whose name she took.
Why did she do that?
I think he adopted the children, is what happened.
Oh, okay.
So, but originally, her father... was this guy, what the hell? Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Chododi, or Chododi.
You said it was Chododi. Was it Jeffrey Chododi?
Chododi. So I don't know now, man. I'm. But the point is, that was the name. And when I heard that, I realized Chef Carl Chododi. And people have often said we sound similar.
We do sound similar, but you see, I've gained a lot of weight. If I lost a lot of weight, do we have that recording, bud?
Yeah, we got a recording of Chef Chododi when he was much younger. It's about 10 years ago?
This is about 10 years ago. I'm 5'7". I weigh 250 pounds. So I'm really fat. But watch, play this tape. This is me 10 years ago.
Yeah. But I think we're going to have to just do without. I don't know. This is part of the bargaining process.
That's all you have.
So that was you.
That was me 10 years ago, yeah, and I had lost a lot of weight. So you don't sound anything like me. I sound a lot like you, you know, with all this fat that I've got on. I mean, you look like you're pretty well. I mean, a little bit.
I'm a little bit overweight, but I don't sound like I got my face jammed full of cream cheese.
Ted, it sounds to me like it was a good effort, you know.
Ted, you should have done a little bit of research.
What research am I going to do? The man's name is Chidilia. My grandfather's name is Chododoti.
You got to get the name right.
Here it is. Here, C-H-O. How do you spell it?
It's spelled C-H-O-D-O-D-O-D-I.
Chododoti?
Yes, Chododoti. Man, am I sorry that I got out of bed this morning. Listen, Don, I really appreciate it.
Fuck it.
Hey, Don, come here for a minute, man.
What?
Don't come on my air and start using the F word. You got your own TV station. You could do it there.
Phil, I listen to you using the F word every night. Like it's no big thing. And now you're...
It is true, Phil.
Don, if I thought you cared, I wouldn't use it.
Never mind. See you later.
Yeah. You coming? Let me do it. Not coming. I gave you a ride over here. Oh, that's right. I gotta go. Okay, listen, Ted, I'm sorry, man. I wish we were related. I like you a lot. I like you. I'm going to watch you on TV. I haven't watched you before. It doesn't matter.
Hey, come on, Don. I mean, were you going to do a special on this or what?
Maybe.
Or are you going to stand at the door? Are you going to come back over to the microphone?
Yes, I was going to do a special.
I think you still should. I think it's a great story. Don, it's fantastic. You thought that this guy...
Oh, sure, that's what I'm going to do. Hi, everyone, I'm Don Berman. I'm so dumb that I thought this guy named Chodilia was related to my grandfather named Chododoti. Come to find out, it's a made-up name. He made it up. Chodilia.
And I still don't know what the...
Wait a minute, I'm not done. Chodilia. So I'm Don Berman. I'm an idiot.
All right, are you all done beating yourself up? Because I still think it'd be good. But what is Chode?
Yeah, and a Chode...
Yeah, it's kind of... you know, Margaret...
Margaret.
Wait a minute, Phil.
Hold on, what?
Chode is a slang term for a type of penis.
Yeah, kind of a type of penis.
A type of is that why you did that, Chef Chodilia?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I remember being a 16-year-old kid.
So in other words, you took that name to see if you could get away with calling yourself Chodilia in polite society.
Yeah, pretty much, sir.
You gotta be brain damaged, you know that?
I'm not the guy over here saying, hey, are you related to my great-uncle or whatever? My grandfather, all right? Yeah, you related to my grandfather, Chododoti?
I still think you ought to do this, okay?
Don, can I call you later?
What are you gonna call me for?
I've got some ideas this might work.
All right.
I'll see you in the car.
Okay, look, Phil, thank you very much. Hey, Don, you're a great guy, and,
So you took the name just so I,
Are you coming? You're gonna sit there and get interviewed now, and I'm gonna stand out here... like I'm looking for cigarette butts.
Just wait, what? So you took the name Chodilia just as a way of being able to say Chode around adults.
Pretty much, yeah, that's it.
Oh, brother.
All right, see you later, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks for nothing.
Hey, dude, don't blame me, man. Don't blame me.
Thanks, Phil. And everybody ready to come to Tender Beverly Hills. And by the way, remember the Kansas City Big Building.
God damn, man. Swallow, will you? Swallow.
That's what she said.
Will you guys get out of here? If I hear that's what she said one more time, I'm going to come unglued, and everything within the length of my arms, everything within the length of my arms will die on sight. Heads will explode.
Jesus.
That's right.
Margaret, take it easy.
You mean heads will explode? You're going to hit a guy in there?
Oh, look at you getting all scared.
All right, Margaret. And everybody, sorry about that. I thought that would...
I thought it would be too.
This is what happens, bud. You guys don't run this stuff. Oh, did you run this by me?
Yes, they ran it by you.
Oh, that's right, you did. I was going to go out and you're trying to find somebody to blame it on.
Yeah, that's not very sporting of you, Phil.
All right. I don't think it was a bad thing. I mean, we just heard... I hate to hear Don getting upset. It's very weird. All right, we'll be right back. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They have, they're still formulating. Coming up... Friday night is the kickoff to the Wintertacular.
Yes, and that will be the Queen's Procession. They have settled on the music. Yes, it is this theme music, Phil, that you know.
Yeah, but they seem to think that, no, it's fine.
Yeah, they think that the music's fine, and you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm not making a big deal about out of anything, man. If they want to have the processional music for the Wintertacular, where the Winter Princess comes walking in, the theme from the highway...
Thompson, you're flipping out, man.
You're doing an awful lot of inappropriate laughing, Phil.
No, I think my laughter is very appropriate. Thank you. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Jezebel Cleaners. We'll get it spotless. We'll get your shirts, your slacks, your socks, everything spotless. Or you can come to the home of the owner, Hank Jezebel, and beat him until he's almost dead. That's his guarantee to you. It's spotless or he's almost dead. Hi, I'm Hank Jezebel. And for 61 years, this bun a guarantee of my family. We'll clean it, wipe it, scorch it, and top it. And we'll do it all for $15.99. Or you can come to my house and kick my ass around a block for drill. Jezebel Cleaners. That's why they've been in the L.A. area for 61 years. Because even though they don't do a very good job, you can take out all of your aggression on the owner, or whoever the owner is today. Hi, I'm Bill Jezebel. I sold the company last week to this guy.
Hello, my name is Bill Peyton, and I can't understand me because my mouth got kicked in.
Jezebel Cleaners.
3115 East Branchley in Berduga.
Vincenzi's Italian Restaurant. We don't mess around.
Vincenzi's Italian Restaurant has been in the Sherman Oaks area since 1956.
We have hosted some of the biggest dinners. And yes, sometimes the crowd that comes in is a bit unsavory, but you know what? You can sit there, shove garlic bread into your puss until the cows come home, and then have some of Mama's best pasta in Italian you've ever had in your life.
Yes, Vincenzi's. In the valley.
Vincenzi's. And we also have a guy that comes in on Friday night to play the piano. His name's Hank. A lot of honky-tonk, real good time.
Vincenzi's in the valley.
It's the best. The best.
Cut. This whole mafia thing has got to end.
What?
You guys want to do a commercial for Vincenzi's Italian Restaurant? Why don't you just, if the food's good, okay?
The mafia and,
Okay, I just thought I'd...
Come on into Vincenzi's. We have spaghetti and meatballs in the valley.
Vincenzi's in the valley.
Yeah, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show of the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here is Mr. Henry. Yeah. Don't forget, Bar Fight is coming up.
Oh, that's right. The big Bar Fight will be 1 week from, yesterday.
The 18th of February. So... today is Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll announce the matchup. We're going to give it one more day.
You're letting people vote one more day. So go over and vote on the matchup that you'd like to see. You can do it at facebook.com/PhilHenryPhans.
Or you can do it at twitter.com/PhilHenryShow.
Right. And tell us the matchup. Tomorrow we'll announce the matchup. And then you guys are welcome to weigh in on who you think is going to win. Bar Fight, our second Bar Fight for 2020. And it's happening 1 week from yesterday, you know.
Yeah, but and you didn't want us to say 10:30.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you flipped out yesterday about that. Yeah, I don't blame you, Mr. Henry.
What are you talking about?
You did it. Remember the bit yesterday with they called a half? Oh, it's David Hall.
No, it's fine. I mean, anyway.
Just
I don't tell you guys. All right, so we have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line. Oh, you know what?
I got to get their theme music in.
That's right. I forgot all about that.
What do you mean you got to get their theme music?
I got to get a theme.
You got to get a theme.
He's got... Bobby and Steve have insisted on their theme music. What do you want from me? And here we go. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the Western States Homeowners Association. And hi, Bobby. And I know you guys are getting ready.
Could you hold on for a minute, Phil? Steve?
Oh.
This is not our theme music, Phil. This is, again, this is not our theme. Hold on. We're in the middle of a big...
This is not...
Don't talk the theme music, Mr. Edmonds.
We have a meeting. Go ahead and get it right. We're here.
Yeah, so I told the guy.
What happened to them?
Bobby, hello. Yeah.
So move it over to the back and we'll get it.
All right, bud. Put them on hold, will you?
Right.
Put them on hold, man.
Oh,
sorry about that. I don't...
Is that the right music?
I guess not.
It's called Holiday for Strings.
Oh, shoot. Thought it was Gay Spirits.
Yeah. You know, I don't like the idea of them saying, hey, you know, we're going to go over here and...
Well, this is what I'm telling you, Phil. The minute you start to give those people some kind of star billing...
Yeah, right here. Here it is. Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. Yeah, Ms. Dooley? Ms. Dooley? Hey, Ms. Dooley, got it.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, I see you pointing to me, bud.
Yeah, go, Mr. Henry.
It's going. Bobby and Steve Dooley. And Bobby, I know you guys are busy out there with the Wintertacular, and you're planning... We're looking forward to hearing the march.
Ms. Dooley?
Yeah, move it over there.
I want it over
Tell...
Ms. Dooley.
Yeah, hi. Did he get the song right? Because...
Yes, we have your theme on now. Bobby? Bobby?
No. That will never do.
Steve, did...
Hey, tell them I'm going to hang up.
Ms. Dooley's going to hang up.
Bobby, let me have that. Bobby, hi. Bobby. What the hell?
Did you guys get the song right?
Hey, Bobby, it's Phil.
Oh, hi, Phil. Okay, let me turn this. Oh, yes, there it is. Ah, yeah, Steve.
Ah, yeah, there it is. Zing, boom, zing, yeah. Do. You, Mr. Henry, you got to understand. It's the one that goes do 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 do.
I know which one it is, man. We're playing it right now.
All
right.
Yes, Jenny, you don't have to get so bent out of shape.
We've been yelling for you guys for the last 5 minutes because I know you're very, very busy.
We are extremely busy. I'm sorry, Phil. Was I?
You weren't there, darling, and they were asking for you.
All right. Well, forgive me. But listen, see.
Yeah, this. What happened to it? Do, there it is. Oh, God. Do.
Okay, Steve, we got to kill the music, will you? We got it, Steve.
What happened to the music?
We killed it because we've got to get moving here. I know that Bobby's...
Bobby, here.
Hi, Phil. It's Bobby Dooley. What can we do for you?
You requested to come on the show.
Oh, that's right. We reworked the theme. Now, on Friday night, Phil, is... We're really behind schedule here. Friday night is the kickoff to our Wintertacular. This is going to be the 20... What is it, Steve?
This will be the 21th or the 21 to the 22th.
The 21st or the 22th?
What do you mean the 21st or the 22nd?
Well, I don't know. It started in 1997.
Yeah.
It started in 2019-97.
I mean, I'm sorry. It started in 1997.
All right. Well, that would make it the 23rd or... Yeah, this is going to be the 23rd.
Yes, this is our 23rd... Wintertacular. Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I got you. That's fantastic, and we're excited to be a part of it.
And what we decided to do, we found the right music to use for it, and we wanted to play it for you, because we sent it over to Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I got it right here, if you want.
We can play it over our PA, but I know you have it.
Why don't we play it here, Bobby? And so this is the music.
Yeah, this is going to be the music. As I walk in... As the Winter Queen. And, you know, Steve will say, the Winter Queen. Steve, what is it you say?
I'd say, hear ye, it's the Winter Queen. The time of rebirth and also the smotherment, or not smotherment.
The smothering.
The smothering of autumn, but the rebirth of the new day. And then we kick the music off. Now, I understand.
I'll do it. Thank you, Steve. Yes. You said it was the Highway Patrol theme. You're right, but we eliminated all of the talk. What we wanted is that very wonderful martial, you know, kind of processional music. So, Steve, do the honors.
Hear ye. It's time now for... Yeah, the Winter Queen is coming in.
Hi, I'm the Winter Queen. Hi. I fan out. I lift up my fans...
Yeah, because she's got two fans that she's waving, and...
Well, is there music before that? What? Is she walking in?
Yes, I walk in, but you don't see me until they hit the lights. Right here. And then the lights are hit.
The Winter Queen is here. Yeah.
What do you think? I think it's very exciting.
You're right. It sounds very militaristic. Well, maybe not militaristic.
Well, it was. You said the theme to a cop show, right?
Yeah, it's the theme to a 1950s cop show. I mean,
Well, we heard it on your show, and I fell in love with it.
Yeah. We immediately fell in love with it, Mr. Henry.
Do it again, Steve.
All right. Bud, are you queued up?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So, hear ye, and here it comes. Here she comes. And then, here it is.
Hi, yeah. And now, the two fans. See? And that is how we do that, and I think... What I like about it, Phil, more than anything, is it gives you a sense that there's a grandeur. There's a wonderful grandeur that's about to happen.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you about this part here. Now, this is before Bobby comes out, before she comes out, I go, hear ye, the Winter Queen, the smotherment has begun.
You guys are not saying anything. Is this...
No, we're listening.
Okay.
Hear you. The smotherment has begun.
You said that already.
Yeah, and then...
Then we stop it. We don't play where the man talks. Then we pick it up with...
The Winter Queen, yeah.
This isn't the version.
That's the wrong version, bud.
Oh, sorry. I thought this was the right one. Sorry. Well, hold on for a minute. So I got to get the right one, Mr. Ernie.
Okay, while you're getting the right one. So, Bobby, this is the procession that leads to whatever the hell it leads to, right?
What is that supposed to mean?
Whatever the hell it leads to. It leads to.
What does it lead to? What, Donna, you get done, you put the fans up in the air.
Yes, I put the fans up in the air. And we got it reversed, though, Steve. We've got to fix that. I put the fans in the air, and then you hear this.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So it starts like this. It goes like this. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm the Winter Queen.
Yeah, and then the fans go up in the air, and...
The Winter Queen is here, and that's when I begin to stroll. Like, I don't really care. I'm looking at people's food.
Yeah, she shows... The Winter Queen gives the impression that she could care less whether you live or die, really.
Yeah, so after that, dun-dun-dun-dun, then the fans come down, and then I stroll the rest of the way.
Yeah, about 50 yards to go into the main dining area.
I stroll. I'm looking at people's food. I'm picking up, you know, glasses. I show no respect because the Winter Queen, you know...
The Winter Queen doesn't have respect for mere mortals.
That's right. I can tell that you...
Well, Bobby, you know, I've long ago stopped trying to review the things you do.
Because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, all right?
All right, Bobby, you know what you're doing. Do you mind that people offer an opinion?
Well, why would I come on your program, Mr. Andre, only to have my you-know-what ripped 6 ways to sunset? Okay? Here.
Yeah, and then... So that Bobby comes to a stop. She comes to a stop near the front of the stage before she enters into the... auditorium, or into the restaurant, I mean. And
up to my fans. And I'm holding them stationary.
And then the fans drop.
And then the fans drop, and I just walk in, and I'm looking at people, looking them up and down, you know.
So you're showing a sort of an arrogance?
I wouldn't call it an arrogance so much as it's just... I am very well assured of who and what I am, you know, and you can't really F with me because I'm the Winter Queen, and that's just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Wait a minute.
What happened to the good one, Steve?
Sorry, wait a minute. There. We found it full... We found the full one, Mr. Henry. Is that what it sounds like?
I put the fans up, then you hear. Then I stroll in, I'm looking at people's food and...
And showing a general disinterest.
Yeah.
But you're also marching, aren't you?
Well, yeah. But and I'm right here. This is what I turn around and look at. What's your story? I insist on knowing.
My story? What do you mean you...
This is where... Just listen, Mr. Henry. Try not to talk. Listen! I'm trying to get...
Okay, thanks a lot. That's what I knew that would happen. I knew it would happen. Phil, she goes butch.
Yeah, I got it right here, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, right here. See, Mr. Henry, this is the...
You guys suck. You know that?
Who does?
Bobby, you and Steve suck ass. Yeah. Hey.
You think I'm funny, huh?
You'll get yours.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later.
Yes, that's right. The Winter Queen will have it no other way.
God says he's saying that she takes it a certain way.
You don't know how to do it.
Ow, geez!